This is A Look at Legacy, the impact of Minnesota's Clean Water, Land, and Legacy Amendment.
In the central food court of the Midtown Global Market in Minneapolis stands a large touchscreen display shaped like the state of Minnesota. It promises information on state parks and trails, and Ryan Eagy is checking it out.
I've got 5 kids, so we're always trying to find somewhere fun to go. So I'll look at the trails map to see where we take.
For the State Department of Natural Resources, Ryan Eagy's family is the target audience.
Our goal is to get more young people.
The DNR's Amy Barrett says the average age of Minnesota park visitors is going up. To attract a younger and more diverse audience, they're using legacy amendment funding to place kiosks at the Midtown Global Market, the Minnesota Zoo, and several other locations.
We know that we have to try new things. We can't rely on just the traditional media. We can't rely just on our website. We've got to get out to where people are, especially the people that we're not currently serving.
Super helpful. Tells you the highlights of the trail that you can bike, you can snowmobile on it, so that's helpful.
Finding the information using an interactive touchscreen kiosk seems to be an effective way to get people's attention in the next generation.
And that, Barrett says, will help to ensure the future of Minnesota's parks and trails.
A Look at Legacy is a production of AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, online at ampers.org.